So today is in Sasana era 2559. And then June 4th, 2015. The Dhamma talk Sero would give today is to the yogi is related to the benefits of Satipatthana meditation. Yesterday, Sero expounded the first benefit, that is the mental purification. And then today, Sero will continue two more benefits we can gain from Satipatthana meditation practice, that is Soka Vidhivana Samadhik Maya. And then to overcome the sorrow and limitation, this is a second benefit. Sero today we expound it. So in the beginning of this Satipatthana Sutra, the Buddha expounded these benefits of the Vipassana meditation by observing four kinds of objects: body, feeling, mind, and general objects or Dhamma object. So the mental purification, or to purify living beings of mental defilements, is the first benefit. And the second benefit is to overcome sorrow and lamentation, in Pali, Soka and Paridewa. So sorrow and lamentation are very common to everybody. It's a kind of unavoidable for many of us. So in this case, we need to define what soka means, what sorrow means, what lamentation, paridewa means. In this sutta itself, in this discourse itself, in the last section we call Dhamma Nupassana section, the Buddha expounded quite detailed this what sorrow means and what lamentation means. So now Sero would expound the definition of sorrow and lamentation. So in the section of the Satipatthana, last section of the Satipatthana Sutra, the Buddha defined the sorrow and lamentation, starting with the Gotamo Bhikkhave Soko. What does sorrow means? And question answer is Inyatinyatrina, Pyatrina, Samanakatada, Samanakatasa, and so on. So the Buddha explained quite detailed about this sorrow and lamentation. So in brief, the sorrow can be experienced by everybody when they encounter any kinds of loss or any kind of destruction or devastation. For example, when someone loses his or her relatives, or like parent, or and so on, or when we lose the wealth or business, or when we are inflicted with the diseases, and then people feel sorrow. And then another one is and the destruction of one's moral conduct. This is may not be applicable to some people who cannot appreciate the value or the virtue. But for the people, for the virtuous people, they really value virtue and moral conduct. When they happen to break moral precept, they feel sorrowful. And then, the last one is wrong view. And a wrong view, So if we happen to take wrong view, then we may be feel the sorrowful. These are reasons why someone can be suffer sorrow. So there are different degree of sorrow and lamentation. So according to that degree, the Buddha here use a lot of synonyms like soko, sojana, and so on. The sorrow and sadness and something like this. And it also it depends on the degree or the one's attachment to something or someone. The more we attached to something or someone, the more severely we will suffer the sorrow and the limitation. So if we love something or someone and attach to him or her or things, and when we lose, and then we will definitely suffer very greatly. The sorrow will be get very deep into our heart, into our inner heart. And then we cannot control. We get out of control and we cry and yell. And so that's what we call paridewa, limitation. So too much sorrow and limitation. We cannot gain control ourselves. So sorrow and limitation are almost unavoidable for every one of us. And Seattle himself or anybody of us, and from time to time, we may encounter something sorrowful. And we ourselves also face with the sorrow and the limitation, or anybody else around us can be seen afflicted by sorrow and limitation. But there's a difference between the ordinary people and the yogis. So ordinary people, common people, they just simply enjoy life and sensual pleasure without any knowledge of the impermanence. So everything is impermanent. One day they encounter the loss, and then they definitely suffer uncontrollable sorrow and limitation. As a yogi, we practice here and we apply mindfulness through the knowledge of Dharma. And then we understand the nature of life. So when we, in case we encounter something unfortunate, then we can keep sorrow and limitation under control at least. Or if mindfulness is quite powerful, and we can easily overcome it. So that is very important for yogis to develop the mindfulness that can help us to overcome sorrow and limitation. Today, the yogi, one of the yogi reported to Seattle, he suffered, he afflicted with the sorrow and limitation for the loss of his wife. But by practicing Satipatthana meditation intensively, within a few days, he saw the impermanence or the phenomena, and then he felt happy, much to his relief. So it's a very evidently we can experience the benefit of meditation to overcome sorrow and lamentation. So during the Buddha's lifetime, there are also many people who could overcome sorrow and limitation with the help of the mindfulness practice. One of them is Santati minister and also warrior. He is a great warrior and a minister of the King Kosala. King Kosala and a Kosala kingdom. So one day he was assigned to beat the rebellion in the border area. So he went there and he successfully defeated the rebellions and insurgents there. So the king Kosala was so pleased, very happy with him, with his success, with his victory. So he even granted him the kingship, 1 week kingship, 7 day king. And also he allowed to get the many beautiful women, young and beautiful women. Among them, the most beautiful and prettiest and a clever woman is very attractive. She was very good at playing music and dancing and singing. She is very beautiful, most beautiful dancer in those days. So she entertained the minister, Santati minister or warrior, for 7 days. So on the weekend, last day, the minister enjoying the sensuous pleasure, and the last day he went to a beautiful park for fun. And then on the way he saw the Buddha. So he greeted the Buddha by nodding his head from the back of the elephant. And seeing him and behaving quite strangely, the Buddha smiled. When the Buddha smiled, the certain kinds of the ray and become shining and brightened. And then Venerable Ananda behind the Buddha saw that ray and he realized the Buddha was smiling. And then he asked the reason why the Buddha smiled. And then the Buddha replied, "So Ananda, you see that warrior Santati will be fully enlightened this evening." When people heard the Buddha prediction and prophecy, some of them they don't believe, and another people they feel very inspired by the Buddha's Buddha prophecy or what the Buddha said. Some people they have no faith in the Buddha, so they denounce the what the Buddha said. No way, it's impossible for such a drunkard and enjoying sensuous pleasure the whole week. How can it be possible for such people to be enlightened this evening? They blamed, they condemned the Buddha prophecy. But at that very evening, unfortunately, the dancer, the most beautiful dancer, like the modern girl today, and maybe she ate very, very little to maintain her shape, body shape, so that she became so weak, entertaining the warrior. And so weak that she fell down and died on that spot. So the warrior, Santati, he felt so sad and very sorrowful. He can't control himself and he cannot find way to console himself. Then he thought of the Buddha. So he went to the Buddha and reported his sorrow and lamentation to the Buddha. So here the message Sierra would like to give us is how the Satipatthana mindfulness can help us to overcome sorrow and limitation. So here the Buddha said, Yampo Vetan, we saw Sehi and so on in Pali. The meaning is the minister Sandadi. You shouldn't give up the attachment to the things in the past. So literal meaning is we saw Sehi in me drained. Let the attachment to the past thing dry. So dry me, you should not keep it fresh. And the attachment to the things in the past. And Pisadi Mahu Kenjanam. And you should not expect or you should not imagine or daydream for something better in the future. And also the Buddha continued message. So in the middle, at the present moment also, you should not take things or phenomena with the illusion as I or mine. And then the Buddha said, you will become peaceful. So this brief Dhamma talk is a kind of guideline for all of us. And Upasanto Charisati, the Buddha said, so when we follow this guideline, we can live a life in a very peaceful way. So here, the guideline is we should not reflect, we should not recollect the past experiences. And many of us, our mind go back to the past, and sometimes we look forward to something better in the future, or expectation or imagination. So the mind is unstable with the thinking about the future and the past. So we are instructed to observe the present phenomena as they really are. So mise je no kahesati. So at the present moment, also we should not take things as ourselves or our own. We should see everything as they really are. So if we can see things as they really are in the present moment, then we can live a very peaceful life. So at the end of this brief Dhamma talk, the minister Sandadi became fully enlightened and became arahat by developing progressive vipassana insight step by step, starting from the distinguishing knowledge of mind and body. So listening about the Sandadi minister who took just an evening to become fully enlightened or arahat. We yogi may think this way, is it possible? Prime Minister Sandadi, without taking intensive retreat day and night like we do here, he became fully enlightened. Is that possible? You may think this way. But actually, there are many people with a different spiritual potential. Many different people have different talent and potential. Some people are very extraordinarily smart and talented. So some of them, they can even become fully enlightened just by listening to such a short Dhamma talk, like the single verse, like this, like in this case. So actually, in modern days, also, we can find many extraordinary people, like scientists or the artists, like the, for example, Einstein or Newton. And they are above average. They are someone extraordinary. So in the same way, from spiritual point of view, also we have many different people with the different spiritual talent and skill. So such people, they can become fully enlightened like this Minister Santati. So Minister Santati, he became arahat and fully enlightened person. So he completely overcome sorrow and limitation. So yogi here, we are also making great effort in the practice and day and night during the sitting and walking. We develop continuous mindfulness. So that's the way we develop the progressive vipassana insight. When we can develop continuous mindfulness, then concentration becomes strong. And then we start to see the mental and physical phenomena in terms of their own characteristic. We can distinguish between mind and body. And starting from this very fast vipassana insight, we can develop the higher and progressive insight. And our discernment of the mind and metta and the psychophysical phenomena become clearer and clearer, developing higher and higher insight. So when the yogis practices are improving, then the yogi's mind at the starting stage become very tranquil and peaceful. At this stage, the yogi may not encounter at all the sorrow and limitation. He can overcome to some extent sorrow and limitation. So even though we cannot develop the mega phala enlightenment, at the starting stage of vipassana insight, we can overcome sorrow and limitation, at least to some extent. So if we continue developing progressive vipassana insight, and then we can become enlightened. If we attain the third stage of enlightenment, or the last stage of enlightenment, anagami mega or arata mega, then we will definitely totally overcome sorrow and limitation. So to conclude this story of the Santati minister, so when the minister Santati became fully enlightened arahat, he was just a lay person. So there were people who didn't believe he was fully enlightened arahat. And as a lay person, if you are fully enlightened arahat, it's quite necessary to become ordained as a monk. Otherwise, the lay arahat normally live only 7 days a week. So he pay his attainment of arahatship is actually known only to Buddha and himself. So to convince the people who disbelieve, so he pay respect to the Buddha in a special manner. First, he went backward, and then he flew up into the sky, about the palm tree high. And then he bowed down the Buddha, and then he flew up again in the 2 palm tree high, and so on until 7 palm trees high. He flew up into the sky, and then according to his resolution, his determination, his body was bent down and turned into ash, and turned into the relic. And then falling down, people receive it with the cloth, and then established the Jetiya temple on that. So this is a very extraordinary way of the Parinibbana, the ultimate cessation of the suffering. So to overcome the sorrow and the limitation, we have to observe the psychophysical phenomena, whatever obvious, without thinking about the past, without expecting for the future, and also without getting attached to anything in the present. So we need to check whether we are thinking about the past or the future, or whether we are in the present moment, we live in the present moment, or whether we are really aware of the present phenomena without being attached to them. In this way, we develop vipassana insight by observing present phenomena continuously. And then later, we discern the nature of the mind and the matter. And then we can overcome the illusory sense or I or mind. And when there is no such illusion as I or mind, then we can feel the tranquil and peaceful, as the Buddha taught to the minister Santati. We should not attach to the past, and we should not expect for the future, and we should not attach to anything in the present. During this intensive retreat, and as well as the rest of your life, and then Siarok, in conclusion, wish may you all be able to develop mindfulness continuously without being attached to anything in the past, future, and the present. Thank you for your attention.